Quantity Radio. Welcome back to another episode of Quantity Radio, where we talk about everything from love and life and spirituality and business. We talk about it all. And on today's episode, I have my guest here, Mr. Baystars.
What's up? How you doing?
How you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Okay, Sean, a.k.a. Baystars, the event specialist, the club and event promoter, bringing out all the celebrities to the Bay Area.
8 years. 8 years.
8 years.
Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. How you feel, like, doing it that long? Like,
You know, I feel like, you know, it's paying off all the hard work, all the L's, turning to W's later on.
So. That's for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay, okay. I'm glad to have you on. That's first and foremost, thank you for accepting the invite.
I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be here.
You got the representing the Golden State Warriors. Y'all know it's the playoffs. Y'all, I don't know shit about Warriors and basketball, but
it's playoff time.
It's the playoffs.
Playoff time.
Playoff times, and you rooting for the Warriors, of course. Yeah. And what game they on right now?
It's like game. I believe it's game what six.
Okay.
Game five, game six. They need this win.
They need this win to go to the finals.
To stay alive.
We're rooting for you, Curry, Steph Curry. I know a little bit. I know Steph Curry. I know Draymond.
Yeah.
I know. What's the light-skinned nigga name?
Ooh, Klay Thompson.
Klay Thompson.
Out of pocket. Shout out to Klay, man. That's my guy, man. Shout out to Klay, man.
I know one of light-skinned-ass niggas. No offense against light-skinned people. Please don't cancel me.
All right.
I got light-skinned cousins.
Now Chris Brown got in trouble.
Shout out to Chris Brown, my ex-husband. So we're going to start off with some icebreaker questions from tonight's conversations. Go ahead and shuffle these up. So I'm going to draw one, and I'm going to ask you, and then I'm going to hand you the pile, and then you can draw one. You can ask me a question.
Okay, cool.
So we're going to start off like that. So let's get into it. Let's choose one. I asked that question already on this one, so let's do
She waiting for the good one.
What's your greatest weakness, and what are you currently doing to improve it?
Patience. It's probably one of my weakness. I need to work on having more patience, because I realize everybody ain't the same. Everybody thinking process ain't the same. So you know, sometimes you be trying to get people to benefit the doubt. But yeah, that part.
So what are you doing to work on your patience?
Meditate. Meditate more. So in the morning I meditate, stretch, and I go into the real world once I leave the doors and be like, all right, I mean, I have patience with these people. You know what I mean? You humans.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
okay.
That's what I'm working on.
And that's a good way to start working on that is meditating, because that gives you that sense of, you know, calmness, stillness, you know,
right.
Not in a rush or hurry.
Right, right. So when you're in the mix of things, You know, meditation is real. Like, you could really meditate while you're in a concert if you deep into your meditation. You could just zone out. So, you know, I remember reading Russell Simmons' book on meditation and stuff like that. So, you know what I mean? After I was reading and I really got into it, so I'm like.
So he helped you get into, like, more into meditation?
Yeah. Okay. I promise you he did. I promise you. I recommend it. I wish I knew the title. I shout it out.
Shout out to Russ.
I ain't getting paid for it.
Look, I ain't getting paid for it. Okay, so here you go. Here's your cards to draw from.
Yeah, magic tricks.
I hope I don't get nothing crazy.
If you didn't make a dollar from today on, how could you maintain your current lifestyle? Damn, that's a hard question.
Wait, that's a hard question. Wait, if I didn't make a dollar from today forward, how would I maintain my lifestyle?
You wouldn't
if you're not making no money. That's what I'm saying. I'm like thinking about the answer, like, hold on, I don't think I would be making no money because I'm not making a dollar. But I mean, if it's more like work wise if I didn't have a job, I know how I would still maintain my lifestyle, so I could answer it that way.
Yeah, how would you do it?
So I work a 9-to-5, so if I didn't have my 9-to-5, I'd still be doing my podcasting, and I also am starting to sell my juices, so that would be bringing in the income to maintain my lifestyle.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, hold
on. I thought you was like, I'm just gonna marry a rich man or something.
Oh, see, no. Because I want to have my own money. So, like that, you know, I want a guy to pay all the bills and, you know, do all this stuff, and I ain't got to spend my money. Like, yeah. I like to have my own money. I wouldn't never want a man to give me like an allowance.
Ooh. Yeah.
I don't want that.
I wouldn't
want
to give one.
Like, here you go, babe. Here you go. You know, $500 for the week. And yeah. I got to ask you for extra money. Like, oh, well, I want to get my toes done. I want to get this done. Or I want to this and that. And I got to ask.
Might as well be on welfare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay. Yeah, so let's talk about it. We did the icebreaker question. So, where are you from? Obviously, you're from the Bay. But where you at from?
I'm from Oakland, California. I grew up in the 50s.
Mm,
yeah, Oakland, so. California. And that's my stumping grounds right there.
Shout out to the town.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I'm East Oakland, California. Let's get that.
Let's clear that up really quickly. Thank you.
Shout out to the North and the West, but I'm from East Oakland, California. Jeez, Oakland.
What's the difference? Like, I mean, tell me the difference in all the parts of Oakland, because like the West is grimy, like the East is.
No, everything changed over time. It shifts. You know what I mean? So, like, when I was younger, the East was more cleaner, but now it's more dirtier. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it just shifts. Mm-hmm. I mean, and we really not in there no more, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they keep putting gentrified. These Starbucks up. Everywhere you see a Starbucks, they gentrify. Mm-hmm. So, if you see a Starbucks in your neighborhood, y'all, they coming.
they coming.
You see them little scooters, little bike scooters that they rent out? They coming.
They coming for you.
Yeah, they getting y'all up out of there.
Mm-hmm. They just trying to usher everybody out to bring them up in. Yeah, they turn around and look at us like, what are we doing here?
You know? they shifting everybody like Stockton, Livermore, Vegas.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They said the whole Bay moving to Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Oakland Police Department about to go, too.
Everything is the BART is next.
Everything going.
BART going to Vegas, too. So be prepared for that. how did you get started in the event space, setting up these events, bringing celebrities out? How did that start? What was your very first event like? How did you get up to that?
My very first event, how I started. So I'm going to start with how I started. I started doing videography and photography. I would go to all the clubs, and I would take pictures for the club owners, and I would network while I was there. Mm. The club owners, the bartenders, the promoters. And they, you know, eventually they started paying me to come take pictures at their club and their events. And then I snuck my way into a Fox Theater show where it had August Alsina on it. And I recorded the film. His videographer wasn't there. Mm-hmm. So he paid me for the footage. You know what I mean? I was like, all right, cool. I didn't know who August was at that time.
You just shooting.
I was just shooting. Yeah. Then I did a YG concert. It was actually the after party. And the promoter paid me like $200. He paid the DJ $300. He paid the door girl like $100. And he walked away with like $60,000. So I was like, hold on, bro. You made all that tonight.
Like, hold on. Wait a minute.
He was like, I was charging $100 a head. I had 800 people. Bottle service sold out. So I sold my camera like 2 weeks later. And now I'm like, man, I'm about to throw parties. Mm. So.
Once you seen how much he was making in.
I sold that camera. And I was down on my ends at that time. So I booked. You're going to be the person I booked.
Who was it?
I booked Miles from the Moesha show. Right, to come host an all-white party. And
Miles.
Yeah, I booked Miles. And shout out to Miles because only 10 people showed up, right? Mm-hmm. But it wasn't his fault now I look back at it because it was my fault. Cause now I can sell at a party, you know what I mean, with damn near anybody. You know what I mean? It's all about knowing the who's and the right DJs and the right promoters to put on it, the right marketing behind the thing. So the good thing about only 10 people showing up is only 10 people know your party suck. Right, so I went down to New Orleans and took videos and pictures and was like, man, my party was lit. You know what I mean? And everybody, it caught the eyes of these other promoters. Shout out to J5 and Corey. You know what I mean? They hit me like, hey, yo, bro, let's do Trina party. I'm like, all right, let's do it. You know what I mean? So we brought Trina out and we made like $35,000 off that party. And I really learned the game from them. I be telling them all the time, man, y'all don't know. Y'all really taught me the game. Y'all taught me the who's was. You know what I mean? After that, we became competitors.
Wait, so after that, it's like who can get the best artist out, kind of like with the competition, or who can sell out, or like what you mean, like competitors?
I mean, it's because we end up start throwing parties on the same dates. We're not really like competitors, but it's, you know, it's competition when it's on the same date. Yeah. But we still homies. We still cool. But I thought we was all a group once we did that first party.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, funny. Let's keep going. They was like, we're going to hit you. Right. I'm like, all right, I took my little 14,000 and, you know what I mean? I was like, they was like, yeah, we're going to hit you. We're going to hit you. And then like a couple of days later, I seen them with a flyer that was like Ying Yang Twins coming. And I'm like, what?
And they didn't notify you.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, all right, all right.
Okay.
And then Trina manager had hit me because I was networking while I had her here. I was like, yo, let's talk and do business later on. And like my network game strong. So he was like, Plies got a tour. You want to get on this tour? So I brought Plies out. And coincidentally, it was on the same day they had the Ying Yang Twins. It wasn't no coincidence. Let's take that back. I'm going to keep
it
100.
Did you do it on
purpose? No. The club owner did it on purpose.
Oh, okay.
The club owner didn't like them. So he wanted to trust that I wasn't with them still.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, you could do the Plies event, but only on March 18th. And I was like, hold on, man. They got March 18th. So I hit them like, yo, y'all should probably push your date back because I can only get Plies on the 18th. Yeah. And they was like, nah, this is cool. Go ahead. And then we just start competing after that.
Yeah. And I feel like more people would have went to the Plies event than the Yang Twins.
They did.
I mean, it's like he was.
They didn't do bad, but
yeah,
because they had a good following. They know how to push a party.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I had 1,100 people at that Plies party.
Damn. And where did that event take place at?
At New Caribbean City.
New Caribbean, Oakland. Okay.
A lot of people popped up that I asked to come.
Damn. That's like celebrities that is like Bay celebrities.
Bay celebrities. Uh-huh. Like, well, I don't know if he's from the Bay. Gary Owens. White comedian.
Comedian.
He popped up.
His wife is from Oakland.
That's probably why he showed up. Marshawn Lynch.
Okay, shout out Marshawn.
I had Keisha Cole on the booking, so she was there, of course.
Mm-hmm.
D-Lo came down the mic, performed. Mr. Fab came. He got on the mic. People, I didn't even ask. They just came out and show love.
Up.
Yeah, so it was lit that night.
Okay.
So that's how I got into it.
That's how it started. So, and was that back in 2013? Because I know you said you started your entrepreneur journey in 2013.
Yeah, I started in 2013, 14, somewhere around that time.
Why? Like, what was, like, the thing? Like, was the job just not cutting it? Or, like, you just wanted to, you was in love with, like, the photography more than?
I didn't love photography. I didn't like it.
So, you just doing it
I was just doing it just to get by.
Just to get by. Yeah. So, why did you end up not quitting?
Get girls and get paid to do it. Like, take pictures of half nude women and get paid. Not a bad deal, right?
So, a win is a win.
I didn't have a passion. I think in life, you have to have a passion for something to do something.
Right.
I didn't have a passion for it. So, when I got into the party promoting, I like organizing. I like the booking. I like the behind the scene of it. I like doing the paperwork. I like doing the negotiation part of it. And then seeing it all come to light and people come out and have a good time.
So you have a passion for that.
Yeah.
For sure.
I have a passion for that. Okay. But I like to stay behind the scenes as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So now that it's like really just me and I'm really like I'm on a podcast. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, all right.
You know what it's I mean? Your first podcast too.
Yeah.
I feel special because I know you probably had some offers before.
Yeah. So I don't like them.
Well, shout out to me.
I don't like them.
Shout out to me. So where was you working at before you start?
Chic Shoe Store.
Sheeks.
Stone Ridge Mall.
Mm.
That's why I was working at the owner, not the owner, but the manager at the time. He kind of like got at me kind of crazy, and I quit that day. And I was like, man, fuck you, man, I quit. You know what I mean? But I didn't tell him that.
Yeah, but that's what
I stole eight pair of shoes, and I got up out of here. I was like, you know what? Because he was mad. I was like 3 minutes late. So he was like, you ain't be late. You want to be late? Start your own business type attitude. Wow. And I already had that in my mind. I felt like he just confirmed it. Like, do it. And I did it without knowing where the next check was going to come from.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. So, when it was time to pay the rent, I told my landlord, man, you got to wait.
You got to wait.
He had to wait.
Yeah.
He had to wait. What you going to do? He got to wait.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Wait. Sorry for the wait.
I
but
got it. You
yeah.
Get it.
Oh, God. I push a hard line.
Look, he's like, look.
You got to wait.
Gotta wait. And so that happened. So he basically confirmed like you needed to start your own business.
Yeah.
And then you just went straight into doing photography and shooting the videos from that.
Yep.
And then from there.
I did more photography than I did videography though. I did a whole lot of photos.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so
how was it like doing photos of half nude girls?
It was wonderful. especially when they need it, when they needed assistance on like oils and stuff like that. Yeah,
I don't know, with all the baby oil, because they gotta make the skin glistening. Yeah. And you would probably like,
But you know, I always kept it professional though, and some girls didn't want to keep it professional. Like I'm like, yeah, it's $250 plus these mini edits, and then they'll try you. Mm. They'll be like, well,
get the price down
to get it for free.
What to get mean? It for free,
they'll try you. They'll try you. Mm. You know what I mean, so I was like, nah, it's good. I'm cool.
You wasn't saying that to everybody, though.
Nah, I'm not weak like that. Like, I'd rather have my dollars than, you know what I mean? Especially if I'm not really, if I'm not at you, I'm probably not at you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, you know, I got to be at you to be at you.
I got to be at you.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
So I like, if you wasn't feeling it, it's like, nah, I still need my paper. Because if you giving away free photo shoots, you ain't making no money. So it's like,
at all.
They getting the win.
Right.
So yeah. I understand that because I'm like, I know that industry could be a little hard, but it seemed like it's cool. If I was a dude, I would want to do the same shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like pretty girls and nude.
Yeah. Ladies, but like, I was doing, I wasn't just doing girls though. I would do like, and I was fronting like I was just raw, right? Mm-hmm. Because as long as you know how to take a shot, you can go pay somebody professionally to edit a picture. Yeah. So, you know, I do like weddings, people that want it. I wouldn't do the wedding, but I do like, people that wanted to take a picture in their gown and they suit somewhere outside by the ocean, I go choo choo,
yeah,
and then I have some professionals edit the picture, send it back to them. Mm. You know what I mean,
make it look good. Yeah, you gotta make it look good.
Like, oh my god, this was so great. Love your work. I'm like, yeah, thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah, recommend me to your friend. You hear me?
Okay, so like, what does the process look like of booking a celebrity appearance? Like, what do you have to go through? You got to go through they team, they management. Like, how do you contact them? Like, is it always going to be a hit? It might be a miss sometimes. They might not get back to you. Like, how does that whole process work when you try to book
somebody? Beginning, it was more of a, like, you know, it was kind of more difficult because celebrities just don't book. Like, you could have the money for them, mm-hmm. but if you don't have a reputation for doing something and people don't know you for it, they don't just take anything. They don't know if you're trying to set them up, if they don't know what's going on. So, at the beginning, it was kind of hard. You had to go through the emails. You had to send over the details of how it's going to go. They wanted to see your Instagram, your Facebook, and all that type of stuff. But, like I say, it's all about networking. It's about who you know in this industry. And the industry is very small. I mean, small. It's not as big as people think it is. A lot of managers are managing some of the same artists. And when you do bad with one, that manager will tell everybody else, don't book with him. Don't book with her. You know what I mean? So booking the celebs became more of a networking thing. So like if I book Trina, I did a good show. So now I say, I hit Trina manager, like, hey, you got a line on, you know, Bow Wow. She was like, oh yeah, I can hook you up with Bow people. Mm-hmm. So then they send me the Bow manager. Once she get the call from her, like, oh yeah, he good. So then after I did Bow, I was like, hey, I want to do a 90 throwback with the Brat. I know Bow knows the Brat.
So
right. Like, so then they gave me the manager number. Then it just, who you know. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So now it's easy, though, because now they hit me. I don't always got
to
hit them.
So they
coming to
you. Yeah. That's how you know you done.
Yeah. They hit me. So, like, if they got an album promo that they about to run, like Dream Doll, she hit me a couple weeks ago. She'd be like, yo, I'm about to be in the Bay Area promoting my album. So then I would try to line up a party for her. Yeah. You know what I mean? So we could promote that and push that and stuff like that. So,
yeah. Yeah, so life was good, right? You got the party promotions going. You got the celebrities coming out. They, you know, you networking, you doing your thing. Mm-hmm. You know, everything's good, right? So then you went to jail.
Yeah. Yeah. Again.
Again. Okay, so let's talk about that. Like, what happened?
I threw a party at Caribbean City with Molly Brazy. And Eric Russell, the security guard, told the owner that I cracked the back door and was letting people in through the back.
Mm. Were you?
Listen to me. I want to tell you something quick. Why would I crack the back door and let people in through the back? When it's my event, I could just let them through the front.
Right.
Right? He didn't have his man where they were supposed to be at. His security guard wasn't stationed where they were supposed to be at. Somebody went down there and cracked the back door and was letting people up. And I got pissed off about it. I was like, and so he beat me to the owner and told the owner, oh, yeah, woo, you know, he let the people through the back door. So I was really hot about it. So I'm like, you know what? Catch my fade. When I see you, you're going to have to catch these hands, right? So probably like a month went by. I'm on my way to a Lloyd concert, and we just ran right into each other. And when we ran into each other, we just got down. And he was with three of the other bouncers that we both personally know. So it really wasn't even a real fight. We just tussled. I walked off and thought it was over with. You know what I mean? I left the concert a little bit early, and I'm walking back towards another bar. He sees me, and he points at me. Boom. And I'm like, who he pointing to? And I noticed he was talking to a police officer. I'm like, oh, no, this motherfucker is not talking to the police. You feel me?
Right, pointing at you.
Yeah, so I speed walk trying to get into the bar. You feel me? Lady cop, she running. She's like, hey, come here. Come here. I'm acting like I don't hear her, just walking. She grabbed me by my arm. It was like, stop. And I'm like, well, you detaining me, fool. She was like, you assaulted a security guard earlier. All right, so they cuffed me. And I'm like, no, it was mutual combat. Yeah. And there was no, I just went off. It was mutual. And I mean, send it to the DA on the paper and then let him determine whether he want to press charges. Mm-hmm. And they was ready to do that, right? He told them he's known for having guns, wow. Right? So they take my car key, right? What now, the law is so difficult to understand. So they took my car key and went looking for my car. They went beeping looking for my car, right? So they had to go two blocks and around the corner and they found my car.
They did all
yeah.
that.
And then they said they could see a firearm underneath the passenger seat of the car. Uh-huh. Right? So at that time, it wasn't even my car. And they popped the door, found the firearm, and gave me a gun charge.
For something that wasn't even...
Right. It had nothing to do...
It had nothing to do with you.
Right. So eventually, you know, a year later, I go to trial. Mm-hmm. Eric Russell shows up and get on the stand and points at me and says, boom, that's him right there. Wow. I mean, so, you know, it is what it is. That's why I missed the pandemic. I was in jail during the whole pandemic. Mm-hmm. I missed the free TVs from Target. I didn't get a free TV.
I missed all the good shit.
I missed the EDD money. I was hot.
PPP.
Man, I missed the I missed all that. I was hot. I was like, damn. They out there winning. I'm in here with two fools. Yeah.
With y'all. We all trying to eat. All
right, so, yeah, that's how that went down. Yeah.
So, and that goes with knowing, like, the laws and everything too, because they shouldn't have been able to do that if that.
Well, the law states that, you know, your constitutional right, I think it's like your Fourth Amendment, you know, mm-hmm. or whatever, you free to search, they can't just search and seize you. But if they could see something in plain view,
then they have the right.
Like, for example, I could walk by your car and just look in your car if I wanted to. Mm-hmm. You can't stop me from doing it. Mm-hmm. I could look into your car, and the police can just look into your car. And if they see something in plain view, then they could go in and get it. So I don't want to get too far off track. So they had a specialist come by mm-hmm. to trial and was, like, testifying that, you know, I could see from a distance that it was an actual firearm. You know, so, you know.
So what was going through your mind when you was in jail at that time? Like, you like, okay, the pandemic's going. You said they out here getting this money. I'm not making no money. My supply didn't.
At that time, I only had like $19,000 in my bank account, right? So I'm like, damn, man, I don't want to keep my money in the bank. So I told my attorney to put it into the stock market. So when the pandemic did hit, I invested into. I wanted to see everything that was gonna drop, right? So when I seen that American Airlines and stuff drop, that's when I invested into like the airlines and stuff
everything,
like that. Because I know everything gonna go back up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm like, America's not going to let the airlines fail us. So I'm like, they're going to invest into that, which they did. And I also got into a pharmaceutical company, too. And it was a penny stock, which blew up big. Mm-hmm. I think it was called Zaba or something, Zob. Something like that. So that's where my mind was at. Like, how can I still make money by sitting in jail? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So when I get out, I'm like, all right, I made some money.
Still be set up with something for you.
Yeah, so I was making money while I'm at Pod playing dominoes. You know what I mean? Yeah, so.
And not everybody be having that mindset. They be
trying. And I didn't know I was popular at that time, neither, though. So I'm when the second I got in jail, everybody started coming up to me rapping. Like, they started banging on their chest, like, hey, listen to this, bro. I'm like, check listen to out. My song. I'm like, bro, I'm not a producer or a label, dog.
Yeah, you like a manager. Mean? Yeah. Like, who you manage? I'm trying to get signed.
I do manage, though.
Okay,
but
you like artists.
Yeah, dude, shout out to, I don't know if I want to shout some people out right now. They pissed me off.
Let's wait on it.
But shout out to a couple people, man.
Okay.
Yeah, they know who it is.
So you discovered you was popular and yeah. It was like you was in there. What was your plans from once you got out? What was on your mind? Like, as soon as I get out, this is what I'm doing. Did you just try to dive right back into, you know, going back into the event industry? Or what was, like, where was your mind at once you got out?
When I got out, it was more like, all right, let me shake it up. I'm about to shake them up. Because I know that I wasn't that far behind. Because when I was down, I'm like, these promoters didn't blow up because everything was shut down. They couldn't throw parties. Right. So I'm like, man, they still where I was
that
at.
That was kind of a good thing.
Yeah, it was like, then not no, I want to see people blow up. But yeah. I'm like, nothing, I didn't miss nothing. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to tell people that, like, when you're in jail sometimes I look at it like God saying, you know, I could have took you out another way, but I'm going to sit your ass down. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Reflect on what I taught you. And that's why I said I'm working on patience, because had I had patience at that time, I would have meditated. I would have thought about everything, how it was going to play out. I'm like, Eric Russell, I know he would tell on me. So, you know what I mean? I was like, you know, now I look at it like, okay, if I hit this person or if I touch this person is more likely to go to call the police. Yeah. You got to know who you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was dealing with Eric Russell. At that time,
Eric, don't be dealing with them Eric Russell, because yeah, they for sure gonna say themselves unless you go on and flow.
Yeah, that's how that went.
Okay. So you came back out and you just got right back to it. How'd you get back into the swing of things, getting back into that event industry?
When I got out, my stud homegirl, shout out to Sirius Cannon, she hit me up, and mind you, I was in jail, so I don't know who's popping like that right now. Even though I had a little tablet and stuff, I didn't know who was popping. So, Sirius, she hit me like, yo, we got to bring out this rapper. His name's Saucy Santana. And I was like,
oh, shit.
I was like, who? She was like, Saucy Santana. He got a song called Let Me See You Walk. It's hot. I'm like, all right, let's do it. Not knowing who Saucy Santana was or what he looked like or anything.
What it's about.
So, she said, wait, go on YouTube and check him out first. All right, so. I go on YouTube, I see him, I said, oh, hell no. I said, ain't no way in the world I'm bringing out this dude.
Yeah, and I know y'all know who Saucy Santana is.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm not bringing out Saucy Santana. And then I thought about it, and I said to myself, I said, wait a minute. I'm inside this man's market. This is his market, the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. Sure. I don't have nothing against LGBT people or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. I'm confident in who I am as a man. I said, they spend money just like I spend money. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I said, I'm about to bring out Saucy Santana. Yeah. So we brought him out. Great job. He came extremely professional. You know what I mean? Professional as you can get. And it was a good event. Successful.
And some people wouldn't have did that just because based off of it being,
you know, they care about their reputation
and all that stuff. And, you know, oh, I don't want to do that. And
I mean, I got his number in my phone. I can call this man.
You could be, and there, you know what I mean? He's professional, like you said, and he's bringing out that crowd of people because, you know, from Frisco, the Bay Area, I mean, Oakland, San Jose, they all coming out to see.
I didn't know how popular he was until we went to the Hookah Lounge. We went to the Hookah Lounge, and I mean, they went crazy up in that Hookah Lounge. Oasis, shout out to Oasis. We was at Oasis, and the crowd left when we left. Mm. You know what I mean? Once we got up out of there, the crowd followed us, walked to the store and to our car and everything.
Yeah, he definitely going to bring out the crowd for sure, and get it turned up.
Too, I felt like, once I got out, I felt like I never stopped.
Pure entertainment.
Because, by the way, too, while I was in jail, I was still, you know, quarterbacking plays on the streets for, like, other people, other promoters. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm like, hey, look. This is how we're going to get this warehouse, do this after party over there, blah, 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 and just send me this. I mean, so I'm still quarterback and stuff. Just because my name ain't on it don't mean I'm not a part of it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what the behind-the-scenes part is. You're talking about. You like to stay behind the scenes. And
put somebody else in the front. Like, I will get these young cats and throw them up in the front, put their face on it, you know what I mean, just chill.
Yeah. Chill vibes. So I remember you telling me you went on tour with Lil Durk. How did the Durk situation happen? Like, shout out to Lil Durk.
Yeah.
How you get in contact with him and his people?
Well, I had booked the OTF crew for after party September 25th, 2001, and it was at Vanity Nightclub. And It was the crowd. It was so many people that we couldn't even let people in. People that wanted to get out couldn't even get out because there was so many people trying to get in. Mm-hmm. The Warriors players VIP area got stormed. it was one of the security guards. I don't know what happened, but somehow 20 people got inside the building. And I was like, we can't bring them in. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I still owe them their back end money. You know what I mean? For showing up. I gave them their front end. I still owe them their back end money. So they left because they couldn't get in. Mm-hmm. Right? 9 times out of 10, a promoter is not going to give you your back end money when you didn't come in the club.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, hey, where y'all at? They're like at the hotel. So they gave me the hotel number, that address, and I pulled up. And I gave them their back end for still coming and participating. And they were shocked. They was like, whoa, man, you giving us our back end? I'm like, yeah. Like, yeah. You know, I owe.
They wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, they wasn't expecting that. You know what I mean? So I shot Buka his money. I shot Bands his money. You know what I mean? And after that, it's just, like I said, the network game part. You know what I mean? Shout out to Duty Low. You know what I mean? Shout out to the whole gang. You feel me? Yeah. I mean, so with that comes, like, hey, yo, we about to be in St. Louis. We about to be here. Slide out. So I slid out to a couple shows.
How was that experience, like, being on the shows with them? And
it was electrifying to actually see Dirk perform in person, like, behind the scenes and seeing how they get ready before the show and stuff like that. They really move as a unit, you know what I mean? When they say only the family, they really mean that, you know what I mean? So I was able to see the chemistry that they have amongst each other. They really brothers, you know what I mean? And if they fuck with you, you blessed, because they don't really let outsiders into their camp, you know what I mean? Even if you think you in, you really out, you know what I mean? Because they got their own pack already. You can show that you loyal, and you can show that you about the movement, but let it be done by making everybody some money. Nobody want to be hanging around some dudes that's just hanging around. Yeah, you got to be, you rich dudes want dudes that around them that's making plays. What do you bring to the table? So I'm like, yo, look, this is what I do. You know what I mean? I could set these after parties up. I could set this merch up. I could set this up as we, you know, move state to state. You know what I mean? So it is what it is at this point, you know.
Okay, and I think that's very important, too. Like, in everyday life, don't ever just be around people that's just around to be around.
Yeah.
I need you to contribute to what the fuck I got going on.
And that trickle down to relationships, too. Like I'm going to be talking to a girl, we ain't doing nothing.
Right. I need you to be doing something. Like, okay, what you did today? Like, okay, you got this. What did you do today? You might not do something today. It's your rest day.
Yeah.
But every day of the week, you making plays, even if it's the small goals that you're completing. You know what I'm saying? You own your shit and you're contributing. And how can we build together friendships, relationships, any type of partnership? Like, I'm trying to build. I'm not just trying to stay stagnant or you just watch what I'm doing and you ain't contributing to nothing, because at that point, then you need to get cut off.
Right. You gotta bring something to the table.
Yeah.
I mean, even my homeboys, like, I'd be like, what we doing, bro? I'm tired. We shucks and jive in high school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What we doing?
It's real shit.
I ain't just hanging out just to socialize.
Yeah.
I mean,
or people that want to go out all the time and do. I mean, because that's your industry, though. Like, you hanging out, you going out, but you making money.
But
when
I don't
go out
all the time.
Yeah.
I just go to my events.
Yeah, you going to your events because you want to see what's going on. And
yeah. If I do go out, I'll go out to like a lounge or something like that.
More chill shit. Like,
yeah.
We hella grown. I'm not going out trying to do too much. Like,
because people don't even party like they used to no more.
Yeah.
You go to a club, it's really a fashion show.
Yeah, everybody want to come best dressed.
Yeah. Everybody staring at each other.
Looking at each other. What you got on? And ain't nobody dancing and getting into, like, the fun.
And that's how the fights happen, too, with the dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And they mugging each other, looking at each other, trying to see if you are op and stuff like that. Mind you, I've been doing this club shit for 8 years, so I know who the who's are.
Mm-hmm.
I know who cheating on their wives. I know who cheating on their husbands. I know your favorite rapper that left out the club with the tranny.
Oh, you know what I mean? Lord, Jesus.
I see it all. Jesus. You know what I mean? I done seen it all. The promoter that got beat up because he didn't make the money for the drug dealer that he used the money to finance his party.
Oh, my
I seen
God.
It all.
You so it could be some dangerous shit going on. It's going to be like goddamn ghost power shit going on.
Hey,
like,
listen to me. It really gets that deep. So power is not no, like, it's like, nah, that shit really happens.
Yeah, it's really
You know what I mean? Because I done took money from dealers to finance parties.
The front of party.
Because they want to clean their money up.
Yeah.
No, they want to clean their money up.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, look, man, I got $30,000. I want to clean up real quick.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, we could do this. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Flip this and they get it back in ticket sales and clean it up, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? So it's so many different reasons why, you know, this game ain't for everybody.
Yeah, it's definitely not. Yeah. You mess around, get bobbed upside your head.
Yeah.
So what's the craziest thing you've seen in your line of work? Like, for 8 years of this, what you've been doing, what's the craziest, some of the craziest, give me two of the craziest things that you've seen.
What's crazy?
I mean, it depends on what you define as crazy. Some things is normal to me now.
Like, what's crazy?
You tell me, what's your, whatever your definition is.
Inside this industry?
Yeah. What's the craziest thing you've seen by?
Oh, damn.
Doing this for 8 years. I know it's been some crazy shit. Like,
yeah, I don't want to.
You ain't got to say no name. You ain't got to drop no name.
Yeah, I don't want to drop a name because he's in the hospital right now.
Yeah.
So I done seen some celebrities out of pocket, but I won't put them out there like that. Like, I'm not going to write a book. Just, you know, just out of pocket.
Out of pocket?
Yeah.
Okay. So we wouldn't go too deep. He like, I'm not going to say nothing. I want
to. I done seen, like I say, this industry was crazy now.
I see where you're coming from with that. Like, what's really crazy? Because, you know, the normal crazy that we refer to as crazy, that's they regular shit.
Yeah, a lot of stuff happens. Yeah. Even without just celebrities, just on a normal party or something like that.
Mm.
I mean, you get fights, you get shootings.
It's been a lot of
that's
those.
Normal.
That's normal.
Yeah, like, that's normal.
That would be crazy to somebody else, but it's like, yeah. Okay, we expect for, you know,
I don't expect. I don't. Yeah, I expect like for something to get shut down. I don't expect for nobody to get shot or stabbed inside a club or nothing like that. Why do
events get shut down? Because me going out as a party goer back in the day, like, oh, it's getting shut down because it got too rowdy or somebody got a gun or they're shutting it down. And it's just
it
like.
It gets shut down for so many reasons. Like, you know.
Is there, so now it's a big thing on your side versus my side. And, you know, people just want to go out and have
I done had incidents where, like, I had opening acts and I didn't do my homework on them. So I had booked these guys. They were from Richmond.
Ooh.
And they came to open up for a show I had. And they ops saw them on the flyer. So they showed up to the party. And while they was performing, they was in the front saying, yeah, when we get outside, blah, blah, blah. So we had to keep them inside the whole party until the police came out and escorted them to their cars.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I didn't want nothing to happen. You know what I mean? So I'm like, hey, look, they need escort to their car. You know what I mean? God bless.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I was like, oh, my God. It was tingling in my nose, y'all. Allergy season. So, I mean, in working in the industry as well, I know, like, females be at you. I know they be at you like, oh, let me get an event for free. Like, he throwing an event. I know him. And let me see if I can squeeze me and my three homegirls in or what can I do to get in for free.
I'm not that guy. They don't like me. You see, like, they don't like me because I don't do the free. I don't like the word free. You know what I mean? Like, so if I support your movement, support mine.
Right.
Shout out to my barber, but he's one of the people I got at. Like, bruh, I pay you $50 for a haircut. Mm-hmm. You show up to my party talking about getting in free?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You ain't coming to show no support.
You ain't asking for no free haircuts.
Yeah. Look, it's a difference between support and love.
Mm-hmm.
Love, I shout you out, post your flyer for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All right. Support is, I shout you out, post your party for you, and I paid it to come get in. Even if I'm gonna give you a discount. I might give you a discount, but pay, like, show me support.
Yeah,
show this is how our business.
I'm gonna show you some support.
And what? I be looking at people like Mr. Fab, and I see him selling this dope era, and I would never go up to Fab and be like, "Yo, let me get a free hoodie."
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because I know that hoodie costs money. You know what I mean? So if I want the hoodie, I'm gonna show support.
Yeah.
I'm gonna buy it.
You should.
I need a discount though, Fab. Shout you out.
To Mr.
Yeah, discount. That was a plug.
Yeah, look. I did,
endorsement deal or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wanna like, you know, just let it be known, like, you know, you gotta show support. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And sometimes you gotta go in your pockets to do so. Yeah. I mean.
And I understand that for sure, because everybody be having their hands out nowadays. Yeah. Like, oh, I can't do this. And then when you don't do it, you're acting funny.
The girls, every female think they should not have to wait in line. Oh, we don't wait in line. I don't mean we bad bitches. So I'm a promoter that will tell 20 bad bitches, y'all get in free. Mm-hmm. I tell them, yeah, you're going to get in free. Show up. I swear to God, I do this.
And then what you do?
Turn my phone the fuck off.
Why they calling at the front door? Like, look, no, he
said it. Mom was on the. I never said it was on the list. Yeah. You at the door. You dressed up.
You might as well pay.
You gonna pay anyway.
You feel
me? You gonna pay?
Yeah.
Shout out to the Jacob Promoters. I mean, you gonna pay?
Promoters.
You're going to pay at that door.
Yeah.
You feel me? So they come in. They be like, you should. I said, all right, I got you a free drink, though, huh? Yeah. Give them a free drink. They
be all right.
Yeah, they be cool. All right. They be cool. You feel me? I don't like
that. You paid that price to get up in there, right?
Yeah, I don't like that free word.
Yeah. I definitely feel like you should support. Like, nothing is free. And it's going to come a time, maybe they might have their own business or whatever, and they want some support, too. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So you got to give it to get it.
Yeah. The only bad thing that comes along this is your relationships. It's like, you can't really keep a good relationship inside this business. Mm-hmm. But they all say, they say, oh, I'm not the jealous type.
Oh, yeah, so like, until some shit happened that caused you to get jealous because you wasn't dealing with before. You dealt with nobody,
so,
you know, doing
this.
So
let's take you for example. Mm. Let's say you was dating a dude, he's a nurse. He's used to doing a 9-to-5, he come home, and he's with you majority of the time. Right, y'all go out at outings and stuff like that, and then that relationship fails, and now you're dating a promoter. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And he's in the club scene. He's around strippers, prostitutes, and all type of shit.
All of it.
Right? Can you handle that?
I feel like it doesn't matter what the profession is. If I'm into you, like I'm into you, I'm signing up for that. Yeah. If I know that beforehand. You are in the club and you're around all these women and everybody at you, especially like the women and everything or whatever industry you're in. I'm knowing that beforehand, so I'm choosing to accept that. Can I handle it? Would I do that? If I'm secure in my man and my relationship, then yeah. You know, then you know, I wouldn't even be, oh, what you doing and the jealous type of being all this and
cap.
How you calling cap? How?
Y'all all say that shit. It's
oh.
cap. Look, every profession got groupies too. I don't care if you was a nurse, they got groupies. You know what I mean? Producers got groupies.
Yeah, everybody got groupies.
You know what I mean? Everybody got groupies.
Groupies.
Right. So
XYZ.
So and let me see. Let me put myself in that situation. I dated a stripper before, so
yeah,
I had no problems with it.
So you didn't. Work was her work, and she, you know, she did what she had to do at the club.
Yes.
Got her money, got her tips, whatever.
Yes.
And you good.
I'm good. I was not. I'm not like,
you know,
who you with.
Out here doing XYZ.
Hey, look, I wasn't tripping. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, I'm cut from a different cloth. You know what I mean, so.
I think I'll be able to handle it. If I'm signing up for it, I'm gonna handle it because I didn't already sign up for it.
Yeah, and then plus. You always supposed to make your significant other feel secure.
Secure, yes.
When you not answering your phone or you putting this before her or something like that, like
then it becomes an issue.
Like
communication.
Like if he say you can't come to the party, it's a reason.
It's a problem. Yeah, it's a reason. Somebody up there, or you promise somebody something.
Yeah.
You know, whatever y'all got going on, whatever deals y'all made is something. So why you not doing it? If you say, hey babe, I want to come sit in while you interview.
But look, though, don't just come and not work, though. Come work the dough or something. Come collect the money or something.
Do something.
Yeah, don't just show up.
Sit like you supervising me.
Yeah,
because
I feel like you just
don't
put over
that.
My shoulder watching me, though.
Yeah, now it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, to handle bottle service or something.
Yeah.
You feel me? Yeah.
I feel that, yeah. You got to be secure definitely in that type of field that you even like, okay, well, shit, like, you got to know you're going to be around women like that. So, yeah. I mean, so you brought relationships. So, what's going on with your relationship status? How, you single, you taken, in a situationship?
Yeah.
You in a situationship?
No, I'm, yeah.
You single?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You single. Yeah. And do you think that is partly due to because of what you do for work? Or is it other reasons? It could be both. We can talk about it.
I'm toxic.
Sorry.
Nah, let me stop playing.
I'm just saying, it's some truth behind that little joke.
That was a jokey joke.
No, I'm not toxic.
No, nigga. You know, it's, you know, I business. You know what I mean? And you want to find somebody that can match your energy.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? So if you ain't got somebody that can match your hustle, your grind, and stuff like that, it just don't work. You got to find somebody that can match your energy. Now that person may not be in the same field as you, but they got the energy for the field
that
they in.
For
whatever they doing. I don't care if she do hair. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She ain't doing hair once a month. She ain't got two clients. She got 10, 15.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
In.
She got
people coming in.
Yeah. And we not thinking small. You know what I mean? We thinking big.
Small, bitch.
Yeah, we thinking big. You feel me?
Think big,
bitch. So. Yeah, don't just do hair from your mama house or the garage. Yeah. Let's go get a shot. Yeah, let's go get a salon and let's get your credentials. Let's make it right. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Let's sell hair too. You know what I mean? So.
It's always the bigger picture. You can do what you do, but it's about the amount of work that you're willing to put in.
Oh, God. So, oh, God.
Yeah, you got to be doing something. So
I don't care if you're selling juice. You better have that juice in every store.
You better have that juice. Sling that juice.
Slinging that juice.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Wherever you got to sling it until you get your storefront.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So you got to have it like, you know, I sell juice, by the way. Come juice with me. So, yeah, so how many relationships have you been in?
Man, my whole life?
Yeah, I mean...
You know, some relationships don't count.
I know, like, some don't count. Like, you my girlfriend, shit, and all that. Like, so serious, how many relationships? Adult relationships have you been in? Let me say that.
Virgos. You give me flashbacks.
What's wrong with Virgos?
I don't know. It's just something don't work with me and Virgos.
I like a good Virgo.
Yeah.
Good Earth Virgo.
Two... serious, I would say, relationship. Maybe two, but one for sure was kind of serious. I think it wasn't serious, y'all living with each other.
That's
you know what I mean? Y'all paying rent bills, y'all, you know, foundation and all that. So, yeah.
Okay. I feel like a lot of us adults have that same answer. Like, oh, I've been in, like a couple of serious relationships, like out of a whole bunch of situationships, because it'd be a whole bunch of situationships because people don't be knowing what they want or they get into something.
See, I know what I want. That's why I'm not.
But somebody else, like you and a girl, like, oh, I thought I wanted this, but then, you know, they didn't. They just like the look of it, and now that they're in it, and like relationship at this age, at this big ass age that we're in,
and
we
need to be building. To be fair, though, some of the girls that I was dating, and it was me at the time. It was always me. I was the problem because they called me. They called me at a stage in my life where, you know, I didn't even know who I was at that point. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was. You ever watch The Lion King? Yeah, it's Simba.
Yes.
Remember when Simba ran off because Scar scared him off, and he went and found himself. It took the monkey to hit him over the head, and was like, "You're a king."
Yeah.
So I had to go through that. I had to go find myself, and then, you know, learn how to treat women too. I had to learn how to treat women. I mean, I thought y'all was just like for fun. I'm like, yeah, they for fun. Let's go have some fun.
Like a little fun.
Know what I mean? Nah, it's deeper than that. You know what I mean?
It's connection.
Yeah, it's a connection.
Real emotional connection. Knowing what your person likes, dislikes, and truly honor that. You know, and respect, being loyal.
Right.
All those things come into play. Like when you come and be in a relationship, I don't want to just be in a relationship to be in a relationship. I want this shit to go somewhere.
A lot of people, you know what a lot of people doing? A lot of people just fucking.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. A lot of people just fucking. You my boyfriend, you my girlfriend, we just fucking. Like, yeah, and we did that in high school. Like, we just fucking. Like, y'all not good. What else is happening?
What else?
Yeah, like, y'all ain't got nothing. Y'all ain't building a brand. Y'all ain't building a business. Y'all ain't really trying to create a family, a foundation. Mm-hmm. So y'all just fucking. That's crazy.
And y'all can just do that without even, I guess it'd be the guilt to, we not together. So it's like, we got to be together so we can have a relationship.
That's the female side of it.
That's the female side.
Yeah, that's the female
side.
That's
the woman side of it.
They don't want to make it sound like they just a hoe.
Just out here. And casual sex is cool.
Yeah. I had a casual sex partner. You know what I mean? Yeah, she became a fed, so she cut me off. She was like, yeah, I'm about to be a fed. Can't fuck you no more. She couldn't even contact me. I can't even remember. I think she changed her name. I can't even find her in my phone. I'm like, how did her number leave my phone?
She had switched up the whole number on the ass. Had to cut ties with different people. But, yeah, I mean, do you eventually want to get married? Or is that like...
I would do it for her.
So it's not for you?
I would do it for her because...
You don't want that.
The paperwork game is the part. I'd be like, all right, we got to do this paperwork shit. That game is terrible because I know the United States and I know how they like to capitalize off of marriages and stuff like that.
And then when, if God forbid, you don't want to go into a relationship thinking that it's not going to work out. You want, especially now, like we want to go into something that's going to last. But God forbid it don't work out, then that paperwork.
Now,
like,
the paper. Okay, now, see, I'm talking like that right now. But if I had, like, the moolah, moolah, moolah. Mm-hmm. Like, I like paperwork at that point.
Oh, okay. So now you got some shit that you're trying to protect.
Yeah, you got to protect. You need the paperwork.
You need the paperwork.
Because after 7 years, I think they got something like you, by law, you something you
required to get.
You like, no, you married after you live with somebody, you with somebody for like 7 years.
Oh, like a domestic partnership. Yeah. Or something like that,
she can come for financial gain after that. I mean, I could too, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm coming. Shit. Leave me after 7 years. I'm coming.
Oh my God.
I'm playing Mary J. Blige all the way.
Not gonna cry.
I'm coming.
I need mine. Money. So, I mean, I feel like that's a big thing too with that. I feel like, because I had a discussion before about the prenups. I'm like, okay, well, if you really love that person, you want to be with this person.
Sign it.
You know, sign it.
Yeah.
But God forbid, like, you could, I guess, you can you make changes to that? So, say, if y'all didn't end on bad terms, you're gonna be like, you know what, I'm going to give you some money for you.
Yeah, you could do that.
We're not together.
Da-da-da. Dr. Dre just did it.
Yeah, and just, oh, here you go.
Yeah, you could do that.
Still do that.
Like, if I'm messing with a woman and we don't have kids and established, I'm going to fuck with you the long way anyway.
Yeah.
So, even if we don't work out in our relationship, it's still feelings there. You still got some type of, now, if she just did some dirty shit, like, on you, cheated on you with your brother or something.
Oh, shit.
Different, but. Like, if y'all just stop talking because y'all didn't get along no more and stuff like that, yeah, I'm going to still look out. I mean,
so you're not one of those petty exes unless you did some fucked up shit.
Unless you did some fucked up shit.
Yeah, okay. I'm the same way. Like, if you know, we just not cool, like, we kept it honest with each other, okay, cool. Like, I still say what's up to you in traffic, but all that other shit, I ain't fucking with you.
What's fucked up shit to you, though?
Like, why you lying?
Lying is fucked up shit.
Yeah, because especially if I give you the opportunity to tell me something.
That's not fucked up shit.
That is fucked up.
We all lie.
Why did you choose to hide from me? Or why did you choose
to not want you to know?
If I asked you, though, and then I find out you lying.
About what, though? Cheating? Or I didn't pay the electricity bill on time. But you lying ain't no fucked up shit. It's just to stop you from getting mad.
Okay.
We lie sometimes to save y'all feelings from getting hurt.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
You know what I mean? So, if a dude lied to you, he probably really care about your ass. You know what I mean?
Toxic. He said that, right? Like, a few months ago, he said he was toxic.
No, for real, though. I'm just telling you the truth, though. Like, I'm not lying to somebody I don't care about. You feel me? Like, I don't care. I'm going to tell her the truth.
You go tell her the truth if you really care about her. Like, she's like, babe, did you pay the PG&E bill or whatever?
No, that's different.
You know.
That's different.
Nah, I ain't going to lie. I didn't pay it. Well, obviously, the lights is off. Like,
no, I might lie. Like, if I know you got an insecurity about other women being around or something like that, is it gonna be other women at that party? I'm like, nah, babe, ain't gonna be no other women at this party. It's a dude thing. We woo because I know you tripping on that. It's gonna hurt your feelings because I'm gonna still go, and I don't want you tripping on that. I want that worry. I don't want that stress on you.
Yeah,
you feel me? So I'm trying to protect your feelings. I'm just saying.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. What qualities do you have to be a good mate?
I don't like to lie, right? Mm-hmm. So I like to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's like a what would you call that? It's like a
You don't like to lie, but you will lie to protect the feelings.
Yeah,
you like to tell the truth.
I hate lying. Okay, but I was sacrificing my integrity for you.
Get the fuck out of here.
Serious though. But
go ahead. So what qualities?
I don't know.
You don't know what qualities that you possess that would make you a good mate if you are looking for a relationship right now, or you want to be, or you got your
I'm like self promoting myself like that.
What
I'm like,
supposed,
I'm like,
that's what you're supposed to put out there for that woman to decide. Like, oh, he got this.
I think a woman should learn you.
Okay.
You know what I mean, and then like. She'd be like, she could write down a list of the pros and cons. Like, okay, so he care, you know, about, you know, the little stuff. Like, you know, I mean, he recognized the little stuff. Like, for example, like, you go on a date and the guy be like, oh, my God, you're beautiful. He got flowers for you or something like that. You feel me?
Yeah.
Or, you know, I mean, he opens your door and stuff like that. And, you know, he's a gentleman. You know what I mean? He take care of his responsibilities. You know what I mean? He don't have to bring nothing to the table because he created the table. He built it himself. Mm. You know what I mean? You know, so it all depends on, I mean.
Okay.
Do yourself.
You have a specific thing on what the woman has to bring to the table?
Peace.
And I asked somebody that before on my podcast, and they said the same thing. So peace. Men just really want peace. That's peace. The end of it. That's the end all be all. Just be
peace. Because I think everything else, if I'm checking for you, I see everything else that I already like. Mm-hmm. Now I want to know, Is this when I come home, am I going to have peace? Mm-hmm. Or I'm about to be having, like, who the fuck is that? Arguing, who you with? Blah, 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 and all that. Yeah, nobody, no dude want that.
Yeah.
Come home to a headache after we just dealt with these humans outside all day. Mm-hmm. Now I got to come home and deal with you tripping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peace.
Okay, okay. I feel that. So you told me you had stepped into the real estate.
Yeah.
Real estate industry, the market, mm-hmm. and you invested in your first property.
Yeah, some Walnut Creek, messed into a house out that way. And last year we rented out for a lot of pool parties and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So I met a realtor at one of my events, and he invested into some of my events. I invested into some properties with him, and we established a cool relationship. He's an older white dude, you know what I mean? And he loves hip-hop, so it works.
It works.
What I mean? He like dancers, you know what I mean? So it works real good. So I've been studying real estate more. I've been learning, like, wholesale. I've been learning how to, you know, flip houses and all that type of stuff. So working underneath him in that field has been, like, you know, it gives me, because I've always been a competitor, so it brought me back into that competitor nation. So I'm like, all right, let me.
So he's kind of like your mentor when it comes to the real estate game and everything like that. You can take from him, and, you know what I'm saying, you doing the, you know, the events and everything. So he likes hip-hop, so it's like a win-win situation.
Exactly. So we like to try to combine the things, and, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Put together Total Property Solutions, you know what I mean? So that's what we're doing.
Okay, it's definitely some money in real estate. So
yeah, it definitely is.
Good to have, like, your hands in
everything. Oh, God. Like, I was gonna buy a house. I wanted to buy a house. And he was like, nah, let's get a duplex. You know what I mean? Take the equity off of that. Go flip a house with that. And then, you know, you have that paying your way. So you don't have to worry about rent mm-hmm. and stuff, mortgage and all that. Because those people will be paying it for you. You know what I mean? You know, so.
Yeah. How's it having white friends?
He ain't the first white friend I have.
I know what I'm saying. Like,
they come through for you. Oh, my God. Man, listen, I remember I was in jail one time, and I was trying to get bail. I was hitting my partners. I was like, hey, bro, I need $2,000 to make bail. He like, bro, I ain't got it right now, bro. Everybody didn't have it, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm calling Bad Boy Bells and Bondsman. I'm like, yo, I'm trying to get contact with somebody to get bail. How much is my bail? Yeah, what's your name? I told him my name. It was like, oh, somebody here bailing you out already. It was this white boy. Shout out to Sean Neal. His name's Sean Neal. He bailed me out. I didn't even ask him to. I didn't even expect him. He was like my coworker at that time.
Yeah.
But we were so tight that, you know, he was like, he's in jail? Not my friend. And he bailed me out. And I paid him back his money.
Buddy.
Yeah. So they come through for you when you got a good relationship with them.
Yeah. I need to get me some white friends. I don't have any white friends. And nothing against white people, you know.
But we don't.
Why would be cool?
But you know, it's. I think it's, you know, the divide and conquer thing. You know what I mean? It's so divided now that, you know, it's hard to trust each other.
Yeah, it's true.
It's hard to trust each other.
Like, what's your motive? Like, like, you really fuck with me, or are you fucking with me for some other?
Because then you gotta think. Some white people that got white guilt, so they fuck with you because of. They don't want to look like a racist.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be able to say when they get to argument with a black person that famous line. My best friend is black.
I have black friends. I bailed him out of jail 2 days ago.
Yeah. That's what they want to set up so they can say.
Yeah. I'm not going to give me some because they be having boats and yachts and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And,
but black people have boats and yachts too.
I mean, they do. Yeah. They do.
It's the ones that you around that don't have boats and yachts and stuff. You know what I mean? Because I'm telling you, it's a lot. Like how females be like, oh, ain't no good black man. No, it ain't no good black man that you be around.
Uh-huh.
If I want a girl that go to college, I'm going to go to the university, go get one.
Mm-hmm.
I know where they at. You know what I mean? You don't know where they at is the problem.
You
got
to go
that's
to where
your
they
problem.
At. You got to change your environment.
Yeah, that's your problem. If you want a doctor, you go hang out by the hospital. You're going to bump into one.
Mm-hmm.
Promise.
Mm-hmm. You got to change your environment.
You got to change your environment.
I'm telling you, like, I was saying that same shit. Like, okay, well, I don't have a lot of people that surround me with, you know, the entrepreneur mindset or people that's really out to get money. It's like, okay, that's the people that you know. You
that's like me. That's like
know.
Me, right? That's like me saying, I'm in the club scene. Man, I don't want no female that's in the club and in the fast life. But I'm just meeting women that's in the club mm-hmm. in the fast life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
You gotta change your environment and get different things. You change and go different places, you're gonna get different things and different people. Yeah. So it's out there. You just gotta go look for it and know where to look for it at.
Facts. Mm-hmm. Facts.
So what's your upcoming events? I know you got something coming up with Sookie Hunting.
Yeah, that's May 26th.
May 26th.
Yeah, it's gonna be at Vanity Nightclub, 408 Broadway, San Francisco, California. Mm-hmm. Doors open at 9:30. You know what I mean? It's gonna be lit. It's gonna be a lituation.
It's gonna be a lituation. Yeah. Make sure y'all come out and support that movement, okay? Mm-hmm. And follow you on Instagram.
Yeah, The Real Bass Star is on Instagram, Facebook, the whole nine. You can Google me, it's gonna pop up.
Don't Google me, baby. You know, to keep
You had harder questions though.
Harder questions.
Yeah, these was easy.
You was a little bit nervous. I thought you was a little bit nervous.
I was nervous.
Because you like, okay, what the fuck you going? Because I don't ask no wild ass questions. That's just not me. You know what I mean? Yeah. I want to make everybody comfortable. And, you know what I'm saying? Because I might ask you something. They be like, oh, I don't want to answer that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, because I was ready.
You was ready?
I thought I was going to ask you. No. Who was that rapper that left out the club with the tranny?
You wasn't gonna name it anyway.
Nah, yeah, I wasn't. I'm playing.
That was enough right there.
I'm playing.
So am I getting an event?
Yeah, you good.
Or what?
Yeah, your name on the VIP list.
Okay, because you know I mean when cancer season come around, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna need
you good. Know. Say less.
Okay.
Say less, you in there.
I'll be on the lookout in July for say the less. Cancer season events.
Mm-hmm.
Cause we outside. I'm outside.
Yeah, you should let me throw your party.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you should let me throw your party.
That's what I'm leaning towards. Yeah. Go throw my party.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw your party.
Just let me know what I gotta do.
Yep. I think.
See, let's do this on camera. Am I paying for my event or what? I'll be like, hello. I just gotta pay. How much is it?
Yeah,
that free drink though. When you come in, I got that free drink for you.
Yeah, you got that free
get
drink.
Get a birthday shot.
It's her birthday. She already gonna be there. Yeah, she gonna pay to get in.
Shut up. Hey, I'm not even mad at it. I'm here to support the event. Even you know what I mean,
you have a birthday cake in there, everything.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm expecting. I want a 2000s theme.
2000.
I'm talking Nelly, Jaquan, Chingy, all that.
Was you even born in 2000? Why would you want a 2000 theme?
I was born in 1993.
So you should have
So all through middle school,
you want like a Soulja Boy scene? Crunk that Soulja Boy.
I want all that.
Yeah.
I want all of that.
All right, Bow Wow.
Bow Wow, Nelly,
Romeo.
Romeo.
Okay.
D4L. All
right. Chris Brown know about this?
Chris Brown? Huh? We could bring him out.
Yeah.
That's you know funny. People that know Chris?
I do.
That's my ex-husband, though, so I got books too. You know, we just ain't talking right now, so.
Yeah. That restraining order ain't up.
On him? This nigga crazy. I'm scared. That's my ex-husband. I can say that. But no, thank you again for coming on.
Yeah,
it's been
good.
A pleasure. Make sure y'all support his events. Go follow him on the Instagrams.
Dang,
and follow Facebook so you can catch up and know when his next events are and when they're coming. And stay tuned for the 2000s party for the cancers this summer. We're going to be outside. And like this video, share it, subscribe to the channel, and, you know, I'll see you on the next episode.